together. Come on.
While I pray, no matter.
You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. My God, I'm pretty sure that you're excited, making some noise, giving God the praise, thanking Him. My God, that you're going to get ready to cross over and from a year of 2020. Amen. I just give God the honor. We give God the glory. I'm telling you, He is an on-time God. Oh, yes, He is. Can we just have a few minutes? I want to open up all the lines. Amen. And I just want some of you go ahead and make some noise. Everybody go ahead and cheer. Take your phones off of mute just for a second. Amen. Let's all give God a corporate praise on this line. Amen. My God, mighty tonight. Amen. Amen. We just want to thank Him. Amen. Is anybody there? Just go ahead and take your phones off.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. I hear many. There you go. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody been fighting. You, amen. You're staying in the ring. Y'all go ahead and give God the glory. And somebody go ahead and thank Him tonight, because God
thank
is
you, Lord.
Good. My God. Can we get 30 seconds?
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody make some noise. I know you can't hear much, but somebody.
Yes. Thank
God,
you, Lord.
Tonight.
Hallelujah.
I don't
thank
care
you,
where you at. Just give God a hallelujah praise.
Hallelujah.
You're at the finish line. Somebody need to just go ahead and give God a glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on, family.
Glory,
my
hallelujah.
God, you might well come
glory,
with
hallelujah.
Me and just praise God, my God Almighty. I'm telling you right now, my God, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. And I'm pretty sure that you realize that you are an endurer. We just want to celebrate, my God, and give God the praise and celebrate Him. And I know that many of you, my God, listening all over the world, amen, and you're celebrating with us, amen. I dare somebody, my God, just take a few minutes and just celebrate God for yourself, amen. I know you don't celebrate for everybody else. You don't celebrate it for the kids. You don't celebrate it for the family. But I want you to take a few minutes and just celebrate God for your. Somebody need to go ahead and clap for yourself. Amen. Somebody need to go ahead and praise God for yourself. Amen. You might not got many, my God Almighty, people praising or got many packs on your back. But you take this minute and go ahead and thank God and give God the praise, my God, for yourself. I want some blood. My God Almighty, being my blood washing saints, my God, and that will plead the blood and don't have no problem of pleading the blood. Amen. God is good. Somebody come on here, and His mercy endured forever and forever and forever. We just want to lift Him and magnify His holy name. You got to excuse me for giving God a praise, because I'm telling you, I don't have no sad testimony for 2020. Amen. I'm telling you, walking in the will of God, listening to His instruction, I can't tell you what kind of prophet you might be tapping into, but at the end of the day, I'm telling you, right now, when you listen and obey God, you will prosper. You will prosper. Amen. And I declare and decree, my God, tonight that many of you, you already enter into your prosperous season. Amen. Let's go ahead and keep walking and keep pressing and keep giving God the praise no matter what it looks like. I'm telling you right now, you might as well stay focus, because God has a plan for your life. Amen. Do you believe that? I want somebody to go ahead and say it. I know I can't hear you right now, but just go ahead and say it in the atmosphere. I believe that, Pastor. Amen. Amen. We just want to thank Him. Amen. And before we go ahead and get going, let's go ahead and get some little different things out the way real quick. Amen. Amen. I know you might want to hear that, Mother. Let's go ahead and hear our Mother of the Hour. Go ahead and give us a welcome tonight. I need her to press one. And also, we're going to get a prayer in, my God, for our very own evangelist, my God, Anita. If y'all can, go ahead and press one on your phone. God bless you, Mother Helen. Amen. Mother Helen, your phone might be on mute. I need you to take it off of mute. Amen. And go ahead and give us a welcome. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We just thank everyone, and we welcome each and every one of you, amen, to be a part and worship with us, amen. Think we have a little technical difficulty on Mother's side, amen. But we just thank God for each and every one of you, amen. And I'm telling you, it's been a blessing for you all just to come and celebrate with us Monday through Friday, amen, and also on Sunday. My God, we thank God for your worship. We just thank God that you chose ADM to be your social media in this day and time, amen, church family. And we just thank God we have something to offer to you and your family, amen, but you can keep on keeping on, amen. And I just want you to keep continue to tune in to the things of God. Let's go ahead and go into our prayer real quick for our very own evangelist, Elect Nita. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. As we come before you tonight, our gracious Father, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, that we made it this far, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your unchanging hand, Father God, because, Father, it is you and only you, Lord, that got us here this day, this last day, Father God, of 2020, Father God. And, Lord, as we continue, Father God, to hold on to your hand, Father, we just lay it all on the table to you tonight, Father God, knowing, Father, that you will continue to lead us, to guide us, Father God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for a mindset change, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for creating in us a new heart, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood, Lord Jesus, the blood that you shed on Calvary, Father God, that blood that takes us through the mountaintop, Father God, that blood that takes us through the valley, Father God, that blood that just keeps moving day on and day out, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for each and everything that you have already predestined for us, Father God. We thank you for our success, Father God. We thank you for prosperity, Father God. We thank you, Father, for our new walk, Father God. We thank you for our new talk, Father God. We thank you for our new way of living, Father God. We thank you for all your blessings, Father God. For those that we have not even embarked on, Father God. But we know that they are there, Father God. Because you are a faithful God, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your hedge of protection, Father God, that kept us in a secret place this 2020, Father God. And Lord, we continue to stay in that place, Lord Jesus, as we go into 2021, Father God, not knowing what's before us, Father God, but knowing one thing for sure, that you are for us, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father God. Lord, we just praise your holy name, Father, because you are so worthy, Lord Jesus. Father, as we come to this hour, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to continue to pour into a apostle temple, Father God. We just ask you, Lord, to let your word resonate all over this land, Father God. We ask for an hour full of Holy Ghost power, Father. Allow your power, say it, say it, say it, say it. Oh, say it, say it, say it, say it. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to let your power just surge in our lives, Father God. Lord, let it resonate in our body, Father God. Just let us, Father God, be on fire for you, Father God. And whatever we receive tonight, Lord, allow this to continue, a continuation, Father God. Let it continue to flow, Father God. Lord, we need you. We need you more than anything right now. And we need you, Lord Jesus, because we want to do better, Father God. We want to be better, Father God. And we need every blessing, Father God, that you have already put in the atmosphere. We want to catch up to them, Father God. We want to walk into them, Father God. We want to enjoy them, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being a mighty God, Father God. And we shall forever, Father God, serve you, Father God. We shall forever, Father God, seek your face, Father God. We shall forever, Father God, draw nearer to thee. your word go forth, Father. Let it touch every single person that's on this line, Father. If they're in South Africa, touch them, Father. Fiji, Father, touch them. All over Europe, Father, touch them. Wherever they're at, Father God, let them know that you live, Father, and they can face tomorrow, Father God. We lift this prayer up to you, Father God, knowing, Father, that you are have some exceedingly and abundantly blessings on the other side for us, Father God. As we walk out of 2020, Father God, into 2021, Father God, we walk like stallions, Father God. We walk with boldness, Father God. We walk with courageousness, Father God. And we walk with faith, Father God, knowing, Father God, that love conquers all. So we ask you on tonight, Father God, to do what you always do. Come in, show out, and allow everybody to be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen.
Come on, I dare you to go ahead and take a few minutes and worship the Lord right there. I dare somebody just take a few minutes, amen, and allow the spirit of worship come into your dwelling place, come into your home, amen. I'm truly a believer, my God Almighty, before the clock you must hit 12, amen, that whatever promise that God done said to you in this 2020 healing, it shall be, amen. Deliverance, it shall be. Everything that God said to you, it shall be. I declare it and then decree it. You already in position. You already in alignment of it. You already, my God, in the center of everything that God said, everything that God promised. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus that it shall be, it will be. I dare somebody, my God, tonight, go ahead and magnify the Lord with me. I dare somebody tonight, amen, that know that without a shadow of a doubt, at the end of the day, I'm not counting no losses in 2020. I'm not counting no things that it look hard and it looks like things that try to overtake me. But at the end of the day, I count it as a lesson. I count it as being repositioned. I count it as a, my God, a position that where now my prostrate, amen, is now, my God, center line with the Holy Ghost. That therefore, I don't need the pastor, I don't need the prophet to tell me that my 2021 is going to be greater than when I had in 2020. Because many of those, I declared I feel the Holy Ghost that caught the revelation in 2020. Don't caught the, my God, the things in 2020. Many of those don't caught the ones who's for them. Many of those don't caught the ones, my God, that is going to be with them. Many of those don't caught the ones, my God, I declare it and decree it. It is so. You might as well shout right now. You might as well celebrate right now. It's not because I told you. It's not because it's a traditional sin. It's because, my God Almighty, from January all the way to December, my God, eyes have not seen nor ears have not heard what God is doing in your life. My God, I want to talk to somebody tonight that the haters tried to bring you down, but they couldn't bring you down. I want to talk to somebody tonight that life tried to bring you down, but it could not bring you down. I want to talk to somebody tonight that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you don't see yourself being beat up, busted, and disgusted. You see a strong man. You see a strong woman that is in the body of Christ. You better well tell yourself and tell it in the atmosphere. 2021, you better well get out of my way, because what God has for me, it is for me. And it's not because pastor said so. It's not because the prophet said so. It's not because another television evangelist said so. It's my walk within my life. It's my talk in my life. It's my relationship with God. I declare it in the crib in the name of Jesus. Somebody might as well celebrate, my God, and magnify the Lord with me. I declare and decree at the end of the day, your mind now is repositioned. Your thinking thought is repositioned. What God done said to you, I declare and decree, you're not going to worry about what the naysayers say. You're not going to worry about what people say. You coming out of your box in the name of Jesus. You coming out of that fear. You coming out of, my God, that shame there in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody praying with me? Is there anybody thinking God with me? I declare it and decree in the name of Jesus that it is so. Somebody all over the world just need to shout and give God the praise. My God, I give him glory. I give him glory. It is so. Somebody said it need to be. It is so. It is so. It is so. You don't have to wait on another word. Word's going to come into your life. It's just confirmation. You ain't going to get excited about it because you was already excited about it. You ain't going to shout about something new that somebody want to tell you because in your life it ain't new. Amen. In your life it's just confirmation. When God done gave it to you in your bedroom, when God done spoke it to you in your living room, when you were driving in your car, when you was on your job getting a headache from folks, amen, and God done spoke it to you, you already had your shout moment. Can I tell somebody tonight, and somebody praise God with me, before Pastor Ema said that you're going to have a greater year in 2021, you already shouted that. Some done shouted in October, some done shouted in June, some done shouted in November, some done shouted in February. Is there anybody, my God, already shouted and prophesied where they going? I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. My God, Holy Ghost, you better let me go. I'm not going to be able to deliver that word because I feel that somebody already got their breakthrough. You ain't going to wait on another word to tell you to get your breakthrough. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. You're going to walk as a living breakthrough. You're going to live as a breakthrough. You're going to let the enemy know that no longer I'm going to be held hostage in my thoughts. I'm going to be held hostage in my feelings. I'm going to shout and give God a praise. I dare somebody tonight, make the devil out of a liar. Everything that he tried to throw at you, every punch that he tried to hit you with, somebody need to shout tonight that God is for me. Is there anybody got a hallelujah praise up in here? I know I'm not in a sanctuary, but I'm with God. My God, I know. But the Holy Ghost want to let you know at the end of the day, you got something to give God a praise for. At the end of the day, some of you know that, my God, that the virus should have took you out, but you ducked that. Some of you know that life should have took you out, but you ducked that. Some of you know that you should have been evicted, but you ducked that. Some of you know that you didn't know where your next meal going to come, but you ducked that. Somebody need to say everything that the devil tried to eat up, he had to regurgitate it back in my life. In 2020, my God, you had to regurgitate my blessing. You had to regurgitate my financial blessing. You had to regurgitate my healing. Everything, somebody about to shout and say everything that God had for me, it is for me. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed in holy favor. Somebody need to give them praise and just give them glory. Hallelujah, because it is so. My God Almighty, it is so. My God, my last point and not least, amen, just giving God some exaltation and giving him some praise, amen. Some of you need to go ahead and praise now. My God, when you look around and see your family, you see your kids and children, you need to praise God. When you look around and see your parents, you see, my God, the ones in your life, amen. You might as well give God a shout and give God a praise and just say, thank him, thank him. Is anybody going to thank God for life tonight? Is anybody going to celebrate God for life tonight? Amen. Somebody need to go ahead and give God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it is so. Oh, yes, it is so. Somebody just need to go ahead and praise him for life. You need to thank him for life. At the end of the day, some of you probably didn't know that you're going to make it to see, getting ready to see another year. Some of you probably thought, my God Almighty, that even though this time is right now, that you did not make it, my God, to see this year. Some of you already had rumors planned out. But at the end of the day, can somebody say, the devil is a liar. God got a purpose for me. God got a call for me, and that he is not through with me yet. Somebody need to say to themselves, I don't care what the naysayer's going to say, this go around. You talked about me when I was at my lowest point. You talked about me when God was already blessed. So why should I care anymore what you got to that say about me. I might as well look towards the hill, which coming my help. Somebody about to help me tonight. My help coming from who? The Lord. Yes, it is. 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 I just want to give a message, my God Almighty. I don't have much of a, my God, sermons to give. I don't really give sermons. I really just give a message, give something what God is declaring and what God is giving us a heads up. I'm telling you right now, God is my God. He been up to something. He already doing what he says going to do. Amen. Somebody need to just raise up and say it is for me. And it's not because, my God, the pastor is saying it. The pastor is just doing some confirmation. Confirmation what God already released. I'm going to say that again because I believe that went over somebody's head. It ain't nothing but a confirmation what God already released. What God already have for you, it is for you. All I'm doing is just confirming what God already said. And the reason why God said, I need you to confirm it tonight with many people, not to go and show off that you got a gift, not to show off that you can hear from me, just to remind folks that when they get into their lowest point, that I have not forgot them, and I have not forsake them, and I have not, can I tell somebody tonight that those that thought God done forgot about you in the year 2020, God want to let you know that he have not forgot about you, nor he have not forsaken you. You need to keep looking towards the hill which coming down help. Somebody need to say my help comes from the Lord. Yes, also my God Almighty, my God, as God began to share with me, as God began to download some things into me, he first started out, and by God, not giving me a good message or not giving me something that I say is good, amen, because the first point that he began to make, he say, son, it's going to be a year of exposure. He say, not only a year of it, it's going to be a season of it. Now, this is not going to, please record it, baby, please record it if I can listen to it myself, amen, but it's not going to be a year to where you're thinking or where the people think that the traditional explosion will happen. And I said, God, what do you mean by that? He said, son, it's not going to be a year that where people think that his leader is going to be exposed. Leader, he said, that was already a season that where that happened. Many of folks have been exposed, yes. Many things that happened, yes. He said, this not going to be that type of season, but it's going to be a season, amen, that those that are called to sit and connect with leader, them individuals is going to be exposed. It's going to be exposure of lies. It's going to be exposure of manipulation. It's going to be exposure. God said, I am looking at the body. I'm looking at the same. I don't run through my house. I don't run through the leadership, expecting one by one, unveiling the cover one by one, dealing with one by one, exposure. But it seems though that the folks don't have accountability on their own life. They are not recognized that they have their own relationship with me. He said, therefore, my son, I have to deal with the sheep. Amen. He said, the sheep, my God, now it's their turn. I had to deal with the shepherd first. But he said, now it's the sheep turn. The sheep been lying on others. The sheep been lying on my servants. The sheep been trying to expose my God with negative influence on my servant. But he says, at the end of the day, the same as I put down the rod for my shepherd, I will do the same thing for the sheep. You don't have to touch anything. My God, I want to speak to some pastors tonight, my God, just for a split second. You don't have to rebuke no more. You don't have to go and try to fight no more. You don't have to go and try to defend your reputation. You don't have to go and try to defend your character anymore. God said, I don't see, I don't expect. He said, no, it was many rotten fruits. Yes, it was, but it's also good fruits in my kingdom. Them as well. No longer I'm a have, I feel the Holy Ghost. Yes, God. He said, no longer that I'm going to have my God Almighty, my servants that is serving me and that was willing to step up the plate and serve me to get my God, continue to get attacked, continue to get railroaded, continue to, my God Almighty, to be used and abused. He said, no longer. He said, now it's time for for me to go back into the house. And now it's time to deal with the sheep, deal with the ones, my God. And I will be exposing the lies. I will be exposing the manipulation. I will be exposing different things. He said, tell the shepherd, I feel the Holy Ghost. I hope my God Almighty, I hope my God, the people that are connected with me on this line, pastors and leaders, my God. He said, tell my shepherds and tell my children they don't have to worry no more. I know who's who and I know who's not. I already dealt with the who's not. Now it's time for me to protect who's who. In the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God Almighty, I want to lift a leader up tonight and tell that leader, you don't have to worry about defending yourself no more. You better look what God called you to do. You continue to stand your ground and walk righteousness before him. You don't have to walk around with bitterness because of the lies and manipulation. God said, then I told you that I will fight your battle. Then I told you that I will protect you. Then I told you that I'm going to connect with you. Then I told you that I will be your shield. Then I told you I will be your cover. Let me deal with it. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He said, son, my God, that's number one. Please write this. I got to revisit it because I got a clergy, my God, group that I got to minister to in January. He said, son, tell them, no, my God, the number two. He said, number two, it's going to be a season, yes, that is going to bless like no other. It's going to be a season, yes, that I am releasing, my God, financial, my God, stability to, my God, to the peoples, my God. But he say many of those, they're going to have it, but yet they in their life is going to be hands with holes. It's going to be kangaroos going to eat up their substance. I feel the Holy Ghost. Lord have mercy. He said, I refuse to bless the hands that doesn't need to be blessed. I refuse to pour out my blessing on people that doesn't need to be blessed. He said, just to show my God that they will receive it, it's to show that they will going to lose it. My God Almighty, that the kangaroos going to eat up. In my God Almighty, I feel the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. He said, son, it's going to be a season that is going to be many going to have much, but many going to have nothing to show for it. It's going to be many going to bring in much, but it's going to be many going to walk around with holes in their pocket. He said, son, my God Almighty, tell my children that are walking upright before me. He said, this is not the time to sow into them. This ain't the time to try to help those. He said, because what's on them can be imparted into you. You listen to me, says God, and listen to what I got to tell you, says God. Don't you feel self-pity for anybody? The same way you had to go through the struggle, the same way you had to fight through, the same way you had to wrestle with your flesh and wrestle with different things and rebuke different things out of your life, they had the same opportunity, says God, to do so. I feel the Holy Ghost. My God Almighty, that's the second point that he shared with me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. My God, I see a share number. Hi, and that is he cannot abortion. And there I see and they hear number. She he said, the third point. He said, the third point. He said, the last shall be first. He said, yes, it's going to be many opportunities finna come to those that deserve. He said, it's going to be many, my God Almighty, things finna get ready to happen for to those that is going to deserve. He said, don't even focus on the government. The government just regurging, my God Almighty, that was already stolen for the people, says God. And it's going to be many more, my God, checks coming in your way, says God. It's going to be many more, but it's going to be many, my God Almighty. It's not going to even see the substance of it because they, my God, life, and my God, their life is going to be like life with holes, bag with holes, kangaroos, them came to add up, ate them up. Every time they look around, my God, it's a problem here. It's a financial issue there. It's a financial issue here, my God. My God, the Lord told me to tell the children of God. He said, you now it's time for you to stay in your secret place. Amen. It ain't the time for you to be the rescue or trying to rescue someone out of the things, my God, that it calls on themselves. He said, tell the people that I warned them much. I warned them much. I warned them over and over and over again. sin, but yet they fail to have a deaf ear unto what I have to say. But this is the season that the righteous is going to be exposed. This is the season that my true worship is going to be exposed. This is the season that the ones I kept in hidden, I kept my God covered, I kept them to a place of preparation and kept them a place to mature them and grow them. This is the season where I'm rolling out the stone and expose who I call into my God Almighty, my secret tabernacle. I feel the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty. He said, this is a season that many of those going to come into a wealth place. It's not because, my God Almighty, I'm just giving it to them, but it's because they deserved it. It's because they was faithful with the little. They was faithful with the little thing and still praise me. They was faithful when they did not have it and they still praise me. They was faithful when they didn't know where they're going to get it and they still praise me. They didn't try to walk away. They didn't throw in the towel. He said, yes, it's their time. It's their time to be blessed. It's their time to rise up. It's their time to walk in me. He said, son, tell them that they not only they was faithful, but they learned their lesson. They realized, my God Almighty, that they got to take care of their own house. They got to take care of the things within their own life. They realized that they cannot save everybody. They cannot try to take care of everybody because now it's left them, my God Almighty, with the things that God blessed them with. They don't have it no more. He said, because of that, and they came into, my God Almighty, what I called them to come into. Now I can begin to bless their life financially, emotionally, and also physically. It is their time and then their season because they don't position themselves to walk in it, says God. You might as well give him a praise. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. It is so. It is so. I don't have to speak that it is going to be blessings. It is going to be miracles. It is going to be deliverance. I don't have to speak it. And it's confirmation to many that was in the face of God. God says, 2021 is your year. If I don't be a prophet of God that is not speaking from the mouth of God, I will stick myself down. This is the year that those were good stewards. Those had radical faith. In the midst of that time of pain, in the midst of that time of turmoil behind closed doors. But yet, they stayed with me. They kept pressing on. They sold out, son. He said, tell them that I have not forgot about them. I'm not going to forget about them. That I had to be for sure to let you know when you are for sure that you are ready. Hallelujah. You say yes, there's still going to be great numbers of passing on in death. You say don't get comfortable and don't take the things that is going in this world lightly. He said, the enemy thinking that he is harvesting. But God says, he will not be defeated. I will have the victory for the kingdom of heaven. Stuff is violent. And the violence taken by force. Hallelujah. Somebody just take this few minutes and just give God the glory and worship him. I just want to talk to somebody tonight that you've been through much, but you hold on. Payday is coming to you. I want to talk to somebody tonight that you thought about giving up. You thought about walking away for the faith, but you hung in there. Payday is coming. gonna be a man of God. I'm telling you, I'm not here to collect. I'm not here to try to tell you to sow a 2021 seed or none of that. I want to get something to you. I want to talk to somebody tonight that's been suffering in their body. They've been suffering secretly. I want to tell somebody tonight that payday is coming to you. I want to tell somebody that tonight. It's not because I said it. It's not because I'm speaking it by faith. It's not because I believe it. But it's because from the mouth of God, he said it. You can bank on it. No devil in hell and nobody going to rob that from you. It's going to happen. I want to speak to somebody tonight that say, Lord, I've been walking by faith. I didn't know how things going to pay it out. But I trust and believe you. I want to tell you, payday is coming. You finna get your payday. You finna get what you deserve. I want to talk to somebody tonight that you didn't allow the lies and the persecution, things that caused your life to be discombobulated, the hurt and the pain of betrayal. You didn't allow that to deter you. Payday is coming. God recognized all of that. And then taking a report of your walk in your life. I want to tell many of you, well done. Well done. It's only up from here. Because many of you was already in the lowest point of your life. But yet you hung in there. Some of you, even though you failed, you got up, pressed yourself off, and got back in. Payday is coming. Because it's not about the pastor. It's not about ADM. It's not about First Day. It's not about the church. It's about who? The Spirit of the Lord. And payday is coming. I feel the Holy Ghost moving off of me now. I thank him. I thank him. First, the Lord says, the first point that the Lord says, that there's going to be a year of exposure of the sheep. It's going to be a year of exposing lies and their deceitfulness. Because God says, no longer I'm allow my shepherds that signed up and accepted the job lead to continue to be slaughtered by the sheep. He said, I'm not talking to the ones that been engaging into things that is not of him. But God says, I have a lot of good shepherds that been exposed to backlash and the deceitfulness and the lies of sheep. He said, I would not allow that to go on anymore. I will expose the sheep. We've been in season to where shepherds been dealt with. Shepherds been exposed. Shepherds, what you hear all over the thing. But there have not been a season that I know of. And when God brought it to my attention, I was just blown away. Where sheep is being dealt with by God. It's going to be a year to where finances and money, revenue going to come into many lives. But because it's also reaping time, many people are going to reap locust worms and things that eat up the revenue that in their life, and their life is like bag will hold. Much coming in, but don't have nothing to show forth. Because everything that comes in has been devoured. Because why? Because God says many doesn't deserve the blessing. No longer I shall give things to the PIA of Christ that doesn't deserve.
This is a God of justice of all, not just a certain group. It's also going to be a year of those that deserve, because of your walk in sacrifice, because you didn't allow the struggle or the pain to coax you to throw in the towel, because you didn't give up, because you're a good steward of the little that God allowed in your life. I say, tell them that it's promotion time. They shall come at the front of the line now. You didn't allow the gossip of what people got to say about you, because now you want to keep your resources here and in your house, and you stop taking care of others. Because you felt the strong wooing of the Lord. And God says, you need to take care of you, and you listen. He said, now I can get ready to make you ruler of much. Hallelujah. 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 I just pray that many of you will take this word that God gave, this message, and I will be giving it to my pastoral colleagues and apostle colleagues sometime in January, the same word that God gave us tonight. And you really take it and digest it and then understand that for many of you, God never forgot about you. But you had to go through the press, and you're going to see your payday. Don't be a man of God. It's nothing you have to give here. It's nothing you have to throw over here, or you got to give it to pastor for you could get that release. No, the release is already given to you. God already said it was because of the life that you live. It's your walk that the release is given to you. So you get ready to walk in. Don't be manipulated. Don't be deceived, because what God has for you is already for you. You don't have to do anything else but keep living for him and keep walking upright before him. All you have to do. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I hope it really helps somebody and really helps somebody to really get centered and stay with the Lord. And stop allowing different things to persuade, and you stay focused with God. Don't allow the government, the TV, the world, everything that is going on around you to persuade you or cause you to lose your faith and lose your walk. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Don't let people, don't let friends, don't let coworkers, even yourself, don't let nobody separate you from the love of God in your life. Stay strong, saints of God. Keep the zeal and understand that God has it for you. Stay faithful and stay true to the call. And know that God will keep you covered. And God got your back. Hallelujah. I don't have a sermon, but I just have a message. I don't preach sermons. I give message that God gives. Because I feel as though only God knows what the body of Christ needs. And why not get the message from him? Get ready for what God for those that deserve it. But I got to be a breaker to bad news to ones that don't deserve it. You're not, and I'm not going to sit here and sweeten the deal up with you. I'm going to tell you like God said, you got your day coming. And there's nothing that I could do about it, because we all have to reap what we sow. But I hope after this transition or this that comes in your life, that you will wake up and understand that God, I need to live for, and God, I need to die. And I need to live upright before him and think and get away from all the other stuff, because God, I live for. I truly believe that many of you blessed. Please, if you see something, listen to Pastor, listen to the prophet, listen to the apostle tonight. You don't want to be wrapped up in it. Because just as sure I'm standing here, this is the first time that I ever gave a word like this, that God's going to expose the sheep. I never, in all my years in the prophetic and operating in prophetic, I never heard him, gave me a word or heard a word that's spoken from God. Other words, God said, I have to protect my sheep, my shepherds as well. Not all shepherds is bad, but yet they're getting kicked and they're getting beat down. I have to protect them as well. So God says there's going to be a season where I'm going to deal with this. And I'm going to expose the lies, the manipulation, the influence. Everyone says that it was of me, and that I'm going to expose to show that it wasn't of me. Everything that came by and said my name on it, God says no longer is going to represent my name. I'm going to expose and show that it is not me. The same way I expose and deal with my shepherds, the same way I will deal with the sheep. And this exposure to bring you back into reverence and humbleness with the Lord. Hallelujah. But it's also going to be a time of blessing. And it's going to be a time for those that deserve it. Keep going. Don't get loose. Don't get too excited to where things is coming in your life and finances is flowing to where you lose your structure. You lose your focus. Don't do that. You don't want to go through a season to where it's going doing so well for you. Then now you go to a season where God got to humble you down. Don't go through that no more in your life. Keep selling into the things of God. Get blessed and stay blessed. Stay focused. Stay responsible. And deal with the things that God done put in your life and be responsible of it. So you can continue to be blessed in your life. Don't go through these down seasons. Don't go through them. Let's stay in the up season and stay there. And I pray tonight before I get off this air that many of you would get the fear of God in you. You'll be fearful to not be responsible, to be responsible, not going on the outside of being responsible. You'll be fearful of it because you know who God is and you know what he's capable of doing. And it'll bring fear and trembling to you. The Bible says, he that is wise will fear the Lord. So I pray that you will have fear of the Lord. Things that come to you, things you'll have fear. I can't deal with that because it ain't about you. Okay, I'm not scared of you, but I'm fearful of the Lord. I can't say that because I'm fearful. I'm not getting that by God. I'm fearful of the Lord. Because why? I got something to lose. People that don't have nothing to lose, they don't care. But people that have something to lose, they care. You need to connect with people that got something to lose in life. Amen. Listen, Pastor finna get out of here now. God gave us a word. Amen. We got to understand and walk in it. Let's stay in our secret place. He didn't tell us to get out. We stay in our secret place. We stay into the place that he called us into. He didn't say, let's get out and be comfortable with it. Let's stay there. Let's keep our same structure and keep going into the things of the Lord that he has for us. 2020 is going to be a disaster year for many, and they're thinking it's going to be a great time. No, it's not. But it's also going to be a blessing year that many of you that was last in the line, that God had you hidden behind a closed door, raising you up and polish you. This is your time that you're going to get ready to come out and be the head. Amen. Many of you going to get promotions. You're going to be head, my God Almighty, the main person that those that, my God, used to did not answer to you, but they will be. Because it's not because God said, I need you to puff up your chest and say, I got this now. He said, no, you deserve it. Because, my God, they need humble leaders and leaders that with plans and vision. Amen. And leaders that love everybody and don't try to single anybody out because they got a problem with this one and that one. But we take everybody as whole. That's the will of the Lord. That's the will of the Lord. Amen. ADM family, I bless you all. I thank God for you all. Pastor, love you all over the world. We thank you all. And thank you all for tuning in. Please, for our family tonight, call them, love them, be with them, and hug them and embrace them. Amen. As we get ready to go into another year. But for many of us, our year has already started. We just enter into prophecy that God already spoke. God bless you all. Good night. Happy New Year's to everybody. Amen.